Okay, so today's daf is daf lamentes, and we're going to start from about lamentes and base, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9 lines from the bottom. So let's see if there's anything. Okay, so the Gemara says, come on. So he said that if you basically go to an Eruv, go to the end, and sorry. Sorry. Okay, if you go to the end and you sit there, so then that's okay. Then you could be Kona Shvisa without saying anything. You don't actually have to say, I'm hereby sitting, I'm hereby, this is my place of the Eruv, this is my center of the Eruv. So come on, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's position. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says in Daf Mem Hei, Chefzish Hefker Konim Shvisa, that a person who's sleeping on the road and on Erev Shabbos, and then it's nighttime, so that's your center, even if you don't have intent. So just because you're there, then it's fine. That's just like, similarly, objects that are Hefker, objects that are ownerless, they also, even if you didn't, they also achieve shvisa, even if nobody intended to acquire them, and you didn't say anything. In other words, we're saying that anything, even if it's ownerless, so you can also use it as saying that's my center as well. So you don't have to say anything. So this position of you don't have to say anything is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says if you're sleeping, you're Kona Shvisa at the onset of Shabbos. The Chachamim disagree, and he says, no, if you're sleeping, you're not Kona Shvisa. You don't acquire that center. And so the Gemara says, no, I feel Tamei Rabbanan. No, even the Rabbanan can, even Rabbah can subscribe to the Bishon of the Rabbanan. Rabbah says that you don't need to say anything. That could even be like the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le de Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So when did the Chachamim argue? When did the Chachamim argue on Yochanan ben Nuri? So Ela b'yashen de lo matziyamar. That's only when with someone who is sleeping, who cannot say anything. So there, the Rabbanan say, then you're not Kona Shvisa. Aval b'nei or di bar lememar matziyamar. But when you're awake, that maybe you could say something if you want, but you didn't. But afagad lo amar kamanda mardami. So the Rabbanan might, the Rabbi could say, I could even agree to Rabbanan. Yeah, if you're completely sleeping, so maybe then you can't acquire, you can't say, you can't establish your center for Erev Tchumim. But if you're awake and you choose not to speak, so maybe then that does work. So Amar le Rabbi bar Rav Chari le Rabbaye, Iyava Shemile Lamar Hadetanya, had Rabbi known the Brisa that we learned, Lo Yehalech Adam Lesof Sadeo Leida Mahi Tzricha, that there's a brisa which says that you can't go on Shabbos at the end of your field, let's say to figure out what you need at after Shabbos. Kayotze bo, lo yitala adam al Pesach Medina kadeshi kanes lemerchat. You also can't go to the edge of your city in order to get close to the bathhouse, I guess, that's out of the city. So you can go there miyad, right after Shabbos. So what do we see from here? We see here that it's pretty clear that you can't do things on Shabbos. You're not saying anything. You're not saying, "Oh, I'm walking to this area because I want to be there at the onset of Saturday night." That's hachara. That's preparation. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that, even though you're not saying anything. Had Rabbah heard this, that he would have said that you actually, right? So have a hadar base. So Rabbah would have retracted because here, it's clear that that going to the edge of, let's say, the tchum here, that this would be forbidden, even though you didn't say anything. So similarly, if you're going on Yom Tov, it would also be forbidden, let's say if you go walking on Yom Tov, like Yom Tov falls out on Friday, so you're walking on Yom Tov to the edge of the, let's say, to be Kona Shvisa, to create your center for Shabbos. So Rabbi originally said, yeah, it's not a problem. As long as you don't say anything, then it's okay. But we see here that if you're walking to the end of their tchum because you want to Saturday night, you want to be at a certain place, you're not allowed to do that. So had Rabbi heard this brisa, he would have agreed And he would have said, oh, you're right. Then you're not allowed to on Shabbos walk to the, you're not allowed to create an Erev Tchumim on Yom Tov that falls out on Friday. You're not allowed to walk, you know, on Yom Tov to create your center. That's also forbidden. And that's also preparing, even if you don't say anything. So Gemara says, Lohi, that's not the case. Rather, you were saying Rabbah must not have heard this brisa. It was like, Lohi, that's not the case. Shmiya Lev Lohadabe, Rabbah knew this brisa, and still he didn't retract his position. Hasa Mochamil, so there, when you're walking to the end of your field, it's very clear that you're going in order to see what to deal with what the field needs, because you want to deal with it on Motzei Shabbos. So sometimes when you don't say anything and you're just walking, you're walking. Your behavior, your body language, or whatever you're doing, that is clearly indicative of what you want to do. In that case, that would be preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos, even if you don't say anything. But hachalav mochamilsa here, when you're walking to the end of your tchum in order to be kona shvisa, just simply to walk to this edge, and that'll be your center, it's not clear that you're doing it for that purpose. Why? Because itzur merabon and hava amrinan shmaita mishachta, you're simply walking. So maybe if you're like a scholar, you're so engrossed in your learning that that you didn't realize it. And if you're an ignoramus, if you're not a scholar, maybe you lost your donkey and you're walking around to search for him. So it's not clear when you're walking that your goal is to make an eruv, you know, to make a center, to create that center, it could be kona shvisa, and therefore there's no preparation of hachana. Therefore, you would have to, according to Rabbah, you would have to say shvisasi bimkomi. If you would say that, that would be an act of hachana. So now we're going to discuss the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda regarding if you make an eru for 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, gufa. So let's return to this issue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ei Rabbi Ragla b'Yom Rishon." Let's say you have Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, and you walked, and with your feet on the first day, and to create an Erev, and you also wanted the second day to go outside your tchum, you know. So Ma'ariv b'Raglav b'Shedi, you need to make a center also on the second day. In other words, what you do on the first day doesn't count for the second day. Erev b'pas b'yom harishon. Let's say you made an Erev in with bread. You put bread on the first day, you know, in some location, and that's your center. Ma'ariv b'pas b'yom sheni. But you also need to do it on the second day as well. Erev b'pas b'rishon ma'ariv b'ragla b'sheni. If you made an Erev on the first day, the food, and then it got eaten, And then you would have to make an Erev by walking, by being in a different place on the second day. Erev b'ragla b'rishon. If you made an Erev by walking on the first day, ein ma'ariv b'pas b'sheni. You can't make an Erev with bread on the second day. She'ein ma'ariv b'tchila b'pas. Because apparently, you're not allowed to make an Eruv on the second day with bread. Okay, you can't make an Eruv with bread on the first day for the second day in a case where you didn't make an Eruv for the first day. Because when you're making an Eruv for the second day, you need to say verbally that you're kona shvisa. And then it's clear that you're preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos or from Shabbos to Yom Tov. When you're simply walking, you don't need to say anything. But when you're using bread, then you have to say that explicitly. And in which case, you're going to say at the, let's say it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov is Sunday. So you're going to have to say at the end of Shabbos, yeah, this bread, I'm using this for as an Eruv, and then you're going to do Hachana. So now the Gemara is going to explain this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said, Erev pas b'yom rishon, ma'ariv pas b'yom sheni. Omar Shmuel uva oso apas. So if you made an Eruv with bread on the first day, you can use it for the second day. And Shmuel says that it has to be with the same bread. Because then if it's the same bread, you don't have to say anything because you already said it the first day. And therefore, since you don't have to say anything, so there's no issue of hachana. Omar Vashi, dekanami masnis. And it's inferred also from our Mishnah, dekatani. Because we learn in the Mishnah, Ketaruosa. So one who is Ma'arev, how do you do the one who's Ma'arev and Yom Tov and Shabbos one after the other? Molicho Barishon. So you bring the bread on the first day. Umachshi Cholav, and you stay there until nighttime. Venotlo, and you take it. Ubalo, and you bring it to your house. B'sheni machshich lav ochla balo. On the second day, right? What do? You return to that place. You stay there when it's close to dark, and you eat it there. So what do we see from here? You take the bread, and you bring it for the second day also. That shmuel has to be the second piece of bread. It has to be the same piece of bread. So Gemara wants to say for Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan, those who argue on Rabbah, and they say that if you made an erev on the first day, you make it counts for the second day, right? So how, right, that you have to make, that you have to make an erev on the second day, even if you say, even if you need to say shvisas v'mkomi. So in other words, how will they understand the Mishnah, right? In other words, that from our Mishnah, it seems you cannot make an eruv on the second day with another piece of bread. That's like Rabbah. So then the Rabbanon, that's Abaye and Rabbah that we saw in Abaye and Rabbah Rav Chanin that we saw in yesterday's daf, they want to say that if you make an Erev on the first day, so you can be Ma'arev on the second day. That you're Ma'arev on the second day, even if, hold on one second, there's some noise here, hold on. So even if you need to say Shvisasi Bimkomi, so how will they explain the Mishnah where he says, in other words, they say you can say Shvisasi Bimkomi. How will they understand the Mishnah who says you have to bring the same piece of bread? So where it says Dilma Hasa Meitza Tova Kamash Malan, maybe simply that when the Mishnah says you take the same bread, it's just a nice idea that you shouldn't leave the bread in. They're saying you shouldn't leave the bread in the scent, you know, where it is. But and then because maybe if you leave the bread where it is, it might get ruined, and you'll need to get another piece of bread. So he said that if you want, you can leave the bread there, and if it gets lost then you have to bring another piece of bread. So it's not telling you that you have to use the same piece of bread. They're just saying, and when the Mishnah says you use the same piece of bread, that's just a good piece of advice, but you don't have to necessarily. Okay. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss about Rosh Hashanah, which is nice, coming up, about being Ma'arav and Rosh Hashanah, whether Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushos or one Kedusha. We saw the debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer in general. You have, right, if you have we have Yom Tov and Shabbos, is it like one Kedusha or two Kedushos? So regarding Eruvim, so now we're going to talk about regarding Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah sheyarei shema tisaber. Let's say Rosh Hashanah, you're concerned that maybe it will be a leap year, right? Elul is generally, in our calendars, Elul is only 29 days. But when witnesses came, it was generally also 29 days. But if no one, let's say, basically, right, let's say it's 29 days, and then that night after the 29th day, so you assume that the witnesses saw a sliver of the new moon, and presumably they're going to come to Beis Din, and then they're going to say, oh, the next day we saw a sliver of the new moon, and they're going to say, ah, okay, so today is the first day of Tishrei, and so yesterday was the 29th, and therefore you have to keep Rosh Hashanah. So everyone obviously kept Rosh Hashanah out of doubt, right? Now, there's after 29 days, so that night, you don't know if witnesses are going to come. So people would keep Rosh Hashanah, they'd keep the next day, they wouldn't do any malacha out of doubt. So let's say you're concerned that the witnesses won't come. And the Beis Din will say that, okay, maybe the next day is 30 days. And because of that, what did they say? They said, okay, we're going to say, because we're not sure when this is going to come, we're going to say that both days are kadosh. We're going to say let's say for us, right? Friday is the 29th day. So tomorrow is the 29th day of Elul. So this was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So they would say, okay, we don't know if a witness is going to come on Saturday morning and tell you that we saw a sliver of the moon Friday night. So therefore, they said, okay, let's make Saturday one day of Rosh Hashanah and Sunday a second day of Rosh Hashanah. So there, Ma'arev Adam. So if someone wants to make an Eruv, what does he do? He needs to do Shnei Eruvim. So let's say you want on the first you want to go to the east and the second you want to go to the west. So you make two Eruvs. V'omer, and you say Eruve Barishon Lamizrach Uvasheni Lamarav, and you say that the Eruv that is in the east, that's my center point on the first day, and then the second day it's Lamarav, and the second day that my center point is on the west. Or you can say Barishon Lamarav Uvasheni Lamizrach, or the center point for me, my Makom Shvisa, on the first day is the west, and the second day is the east. And if you want to go outside the tchum of your city on the, only on the first day, so then you place the Eruv wherever you want. You say Eruv Barishon, okay, and then Uvasheni Kibnei Iru. Then you can say my Eruv on the first day is, you know, my Eruv goes to the first day. And the second day, I'm like, my center point is the city. And or you can say Eruve Bashedi, or you can say my this food that I'm putting out, that's for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Varishon Kibnei Iri. And the first day my center point is the city. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, Velo Holdu Lo Chachamim. The Chachamim rejected Rabbi Yehuda's position. They hold that you can't be Kona Shvisa, and you can't make your center point a different place every day. But wherever you're Kona Shvisa on the first day, wherever you accept your center point on the first day, that's considered your center point for the Erev Tchumim on the second day as well, because they hold that the Kedusha of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not because of Suffolk, it's not because of doubts, it's that once the Chachamim say, you know, we're concerned that maybe, you know, people aren't going to know, you know, did the witnesses come in time, and people get confused, so the rabbi said, we're going to make 2 day Yom Tov, not in a Suffolk status, we're going to say that it's a Vadai status. It's a certain status. Right? By the way, that's why, you know, there's a question, if and this is Machlokas Rishona, but that's why, for example, you know, the whole question, do you need to have a new fruit for the second day of Rosh Hashanah? I think I mentioned last year, right, Willick said, you can never make a Shechiyonah nowadays on a new fruit, because really all fruits in New York are seasonal, because you can always get them. So then, maybe get a new suit for Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but the suits we get, you get like 5 a year, or 3 a year, or 2 a year, whatever it is. You don't get one every 10 years, so you can't make a Shechiyonah on that either. But in any case, the whole concern that the whole reason why you would recite a Shechiyonah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is because maybe there's shtei kedushos, because maybe really it's 2 days. But if you hold, let's say, like the Chachamim here, and the Chachamim hold it's Kedusha Achas, it's one Kedusha, and the rabbis established Shudas Rosh Hashanah, B'Torah's Vadai, and certainty, so you don't need to make a Shechiyah on the second day of Yom Tov. That's like the Shaila, what do we hold? So we try to cover our basis. In any case, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda also says, Masna Adam Al HaKalkala B'Yom Tov Rishod, that you could separate Trubos out of doubt on, let's say, fruits of Tevel, that's in a basket on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the way you do, you separate some fruits, and you say, if today is really a weekday, because right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a suffix. You have these 2 days, you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, really, one of those 2 days is not really Rosh Hashanah. We just keep both days out of astringency, out of doubt. But in reality, one of them is really not Yom Tov. So if you say, so what do you say? You say, okay, let's say, I'm going to separate Trumos and Masros, these five fruits, I'm separating Trumos, are Trumos and Masros, right? And you're going to say that if today is really not Yom Tov, so then this is a valid separation, because you're allowed to separate Trumos and Masros during the week, and I'm good. And if today is really Rosh Hashanah, so I'm not saying anything, because you're not allowed to separate Trumos and Masros on Yom Tov, because you're halachically fixing the fruit, and that's a derivative of Makeba Patish. Final hammer blow, fixing something. V'ochla b'sheni, and you could eat it on the second day, right? Because what are you going to do? The second day, you do the exact same thing. You take the fruits and you say, "I'm hereby separating Trumos and Masros. If today is really the weekday, but if it's really Yom Tov, I'm not." So by the second day, on one of those 2 days was really chol, was really weekday. And one of the 2 days, you separate Trumos and Masros, so you can eat it on the second day. And beitzah similarly, chen beitzah shenod barishon. Let's say an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So you can't eat it that day, because maybe that's Yom Tov, right? That's Nolad. Teyacha B'Sheni says you're allowed to eat it on the second day. Why? Because it's a separate Kedusha. And the same idea. And, the same idea, because really, if the first day was, it was, the egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So if it's Yom Tov, so So it's no law on the first day. Second day is not really Yom Tov, so then be permitted on the second day. It's weekday. And if the first day was really not Yom Tov, it was really Chol, so then it was laid on a Chol, so that's also fine. So in other words, that's how we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, as each day is a Suffolk. V'lo disagree in both of these halachos, because they hold that what? That even if you make this condition, it doesn't make it about separating Trumas and Masos. No, we treat the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas, as one day. Okay, now, Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes Omer, Dosa ben Hurkanes says, Ha'over, Lifnei Teva b'Yom Tov. If Shliach Tzibur, who's davening in front of the Amud on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov, Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. So Omer, Hachlitzenu, Hashem Elokeinu, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, Im Chayom, Im Lamachar. Ulamachar, Omer, Im Hayom, Im Emesh. So he says, God, make us to be zaris, to be eager, make us eager, or maybe protect us, maybe. What's Hachlitzenu? What's that? To give us strength, I guess. Give us strength for today's Rosh, on today, Rosh Chodesh, if it is, or tomorrow, and the next day, say, same Lashon. Basically, when you're davening, sort of convey the fact that it might be Rosh Chodesh, it might not be Rosh Chodesh. V'lo hodu l'chacham, and the Chachamim disagree with him. And they say that you shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillos Rosh Hashanah in this manner. And the Gemara is going to explain the rationale. So man lo hodu lo. So when they say the Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim did not agree with Rav Dosa ben Hurkanes. Who are these Chachamim? I'm a Rav Yossi here. Rav says Rav Yossi, Tanya modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer, that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that Yom Tov, that Samoch to Shabbos, and they hold that you can't make an Eruv in either direction because you're concerned that maybe the 2 days are one Kedusha. So they agree that Barosh Hashanah, Sheyari Shematis Abim, Arav Adam Shnei Eruvim, the Omer Eruve Barishon Lamizach Vashen Lamarav, Barishon Lamarav Vashen Lamizrach, Eruv Barom Rishon Vasheni, Kibne Iri, Eruve Beom Sheni, Rishon Kibne Iri. So we have in this Mishnah, we have Chachamim who say, listen, I agree with you that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So that they say you cannot make, They disagree by Shabbos and Yom Tov because they're concerned that maybe these 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kedusha, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, the 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov are one extended Kedusha, one extended day of sanctity, and therefore you need to make, and therefore you can't make an Eruv in one location on one day and one location on a different day. So that's definitely one Kedusha, but they will agree that when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it is Shtei Kedushos. It is 2 days. They are Shtei Kedushos. Why? Because one day is definitely Yom Tov, and one day is definitely Chol, is definitely the weekday, and we just keep 2 days out of Suffolk, out of doubt. Shabbos and Yom Tov, both of them are definitely holy. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, one day is definitely not holy, but we just keep it out of doubt. So these Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that we do view it as Shtei Kedushos. But Rav Yossi disagrees. So Rav Yossi there over there said that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so there also you cannot they are Kedusha Achas. So we see Rav Yossi is the one who holds that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. So again, we have a debate about Shabbos and Yom Tov, two Kedushas, one Kedusha. And then we have a debate about Rosh Hashanah, two Kedushas, one Kedusha. And we're saying here Rav Yossi holds it is one. There that Rav Yossi represents the Chachamim who holds that it's one Kedusha. And they argue on Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes who hold it's Shtei Kedushas. Now, Amar Lahen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says to them, to the Chachamim, not the Chachamim in our Mishnah, but the Chachamim in the Braisa. So he says, "Iatem modim, don't you agree? Sheim bo edim mina mincha ulamala shenogim osa yom kodesh ulamachar kodesh." don't we hold that, let's say witnesses come, if witnesses come, let's say after mincha time, after they brought the korban tamid shalbein arbaim, right? There are two korban tamids. There's the morning tamid, that's the first korban of the day, and then they have korban tamid shalbein arbaim, that's the last korban of the day. That's usually brought, I believe, what is it, like either 6.5 hours into the day, or I guess b'dieved, it's 9.5 hours into the day. I think that's if I correct. I'm sorry. It's I believe that it was normally 9.5 hours into the day, and just on Erev Pesach it was 6.5 hours into. Let's say the day begins at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. So normally speaking, they would bring the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim, I believe, at like 3:30, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. That was the last Korban. So you have the Korban Tamid Shebein HaShachar, Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim. Those are the bookends of the Korbanos. And any other Korban that was brought, that was in the middle. On Erev Pesach, I think they brought the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim, the afternoon Korban, at 12:30, assuming day begins at 6 and ends at 6. And then, why? Because the Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim. That's the one exception to the rule. So what we're saying here is that, let's say witnesses came after 3:30, and they said, now they're waiting all morning to see if the witnesses said, let's say, right, let's say it's our scenario, right? Let's say this year. So we're waiting Saturday morning. We're waiting for witnesses to come and say, oh, we saw a sliver of the moon Friday night, and to confirm that today, that Shabbos is indeed the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they don't come in the morning. They don't come at 12 o'clock. They come at 5 o'clock, right? They come at 5 p.m. So they come after Mincha. So the halacha is that Mincha is a cutoff point. 3:30, when they bring the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim, that's a cutoff point. If they come after 3:30, then we keep both days Kedusha because, in other words, once Mincha hits, then we automatically say that's the cutoff point. Once Mincha hits, that's the cutoff point, and they say, okay, Sunday is Rosh Hashanah. But so if you're gonna say that when Mincha hits, so Sunday is automatically holy, then we say, but we're still saying, even though we say month, we're gonna treat Sunday as Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that, okay, let's say the rest of Shabbos, okay, it's no longer Rosh Hashanah. We don't say that. We say still also Yom Kodesh, that Saturday is holy, it's the Rosh Hashanah L'machar Kodesh, and Sunday is also Kadosh. So obviously we're not keeping Misafik, we're keeping both the days as a Vadai, as a certainty. So the Rabbanan say, no, they're separate Kedushos. If they really are separate Kedushos, so really, why are we keeping this first day of Rosh Hashanah after Mincha? Why are you keeping it as Kadosh? You know that you're keeping the next day as Kadosh. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, so obviously it's one extended Kedusha. He's saying, no, they're really two separate days of Kedusha. And really, you really should not have to keep that first day as a day of Kedusha. Really, you shouldn't have to keep Shabbos as a day of Rosh Hashanah if they come after Mincha. But Hasam Kehecha Delo Lezalzulebe, the reason why we keep the rest of the day and we say you can't do Malacha, obviously our scenario, it's Shabbos, so you have to keep it anyway. But the reason why you would have to keep, not do any Malacha to the end of the day is because if you were to say, the witnesses came after, 5 o'clock, okay, from 5 to 6, you do Malacha, the next year they're going to say, witnesses will probably come by the end of the day. They're going to say that if you allow Malacha at the end of the day, so in future years, they're going to say, witnesses are probably not going to come. And, if they don't come, let's say if witnesses don't come by, let's say 12 o'clock, they're going to say, witnesses probably won't come at all. And therefore, let's do work. If witnesses don't come by 12 p.m., probably witnesses aren't coming. And the next day is really Rosh Hashanah, so we can do work. And then what might happen? People will do work at 12 p.m. and witnesses will come at 3 p.m. So therefore, we say the following. If witnesses don't come by 3:30, by Mincha time, by when they bring the Korban Tamid, okay, automatically the next day is Kadosh. But we're never allowing you to do work on that first day. Because if we allow you to do work when you decide we're making the next day Yom Tov, then you might say, no witness is going to come by a certain time and we're going to do Malacha, and witnesses may come later. So therefore, that they make a general rule. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, that you can make a condition by your basket. And you can say if today is, right, you can say that if today is weekday, then I am separating Trumas and Masros. And the next day, you're going to say, well, if yesterday was really Kadosh and today's weekday, then I'm separating Trumas and Masros, and you can eat the food on the second day of Yom Tov. Now, the Gemara is going to say, why do you need both halachos? Of the and then he gave the egg case. So why do you need both halachos? Utrichi, you need both halachos. Diashmin and Rosh Hashanah. Then if he only told you the first halacha of Erev Tchumim and Rosh Hashanah, right. So I'm saying actually we have three dinim. We have Erev Tchumim, Hafashas Truma, and Beit Shenolda. So why do we need all cases? If we only mention the case of the Erev Tchumim, so you would think, Baha Kama Rabbi Huda. So here Rabbi Huda agrees. This is Rabbi Huda said his halacha. I'm sorry, Rabbi Huda said his halacha of shtei kedushos mishum delo kavimidi, because you didn't really do anything, right? There's not even a marasayin issue, right? You're not doing anything. On Yom Tov, you're not doing anything. Aval kalkala demechti kimetakin tivla, but by the basket of truma of tevel, then you're actually, it seems like you're actually fixing something. Ema modul hu l'rabbanan, maybe they would agree. He would agree to rabbanan and would say, yeah, you can't do that even al tanai on condition. V'yashmin hani tartin. If Rabbi Yehuda would mention us the two halachos of Erev and Afreshes Truma, you would say, yeah, in this case, Rabbi Huda was lenient. Mishum deleika lemigzar layu. There's no reason to decree and to forbid it. Aval beta deika lemigzar ba. But by an egg, there is a reason to make a decree. Why? To forbid on the second day. Because, according to one opinion, mishum perush hanoshrim. Because maybe there are other reasons to be strict when it comes to this. Because there's something called perush fruit that, let's say, that fell off on Yom Tov. That were, let's say, a fruit falls off a tree. So the rabbi said you can't eat it because then you might, let's say an apple falls off your apple tree on Yom Tov. You didn't do it, so you're not allowed to eat it because we're afraid if you eat it, you might then pull it off on Yom Tov. And according to another opinion, it's because of mashkim shezavu. Because maybe if it's like liquids that were squeezed out from a fruit on Yom Tov, the rabbi said that you cannot drink the liquids because you might squeeze out food on Yom Tov. So that's why an egg, similarly an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, there are other reasons perhaps as to why we say that you can't eat it even on the second day. So Ema Modul Hu L'Rabbanan, so maybe the Rabbanan so maybe in that case Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim that in that case you need to make a gzeira decree to forbid the egg on the second day because there are other potential reasons to forbid it. And so that we don't make a mistake, tzricha, so we need to say these three halachos, then all of them, Rabbi Yehuda allows them because he holds it shtei kedushos. Okay, the Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that explains the way that you separate trumas and masros in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Tanya, we learn a brisa. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in what way did Rabbi Yehuda intend to say that masa anamal kalkal biyom tov rishon v'ochlo b'sheni, that you can make a condition to tithe your tevel produce in the basket on the first day and eat it on the second day, and so you don't violate the prohibition of tithing on Yom Tov? Let's say you have two baskets of tevel. So what do? You take one of the baskets in Omer and you say, Im hayom chol u'machar kodesh. If today is the week, that really the weekday, and tomorrow is really Yom Tov, dehezu truma zu, that the fruits in this first basket should be considered truma, the tithe fruit with regard to the fruit in the second basket. Im hayom kodesh u'machar chol. And if today is really Yom Tov, and tomorrow is not really Yom Tov, ein bidvari klum. My words are halachically insignificant, and I am that, and that this first basket should not be truma. The Korea Le'ashem. And then you say, you designate, you say, this basket of fruit is Truma on condition. Umeinicha, and then you leave the basket with the fruits of Truma, and you don't eat them because maybe today is Kodesh. And the Hafrasha, the designation separating as Truma, did not take effect. Ulamachor, the next day, and the second day, Hu Omer, you say, Imayom Chol, Tehezu Truma Alzu. And then you say, that if today is really the weekday and yesterday was Kodesh, then this basket that I separated for Truma, so these fruits should be Truma, Truma Alzu, with respect to fix, to rectify, to make the fruits in the second basket good for me to eat. to untevel them. V'imayom kodesh ein bidvari klum. And if today is really kodesh, so my words are nothing. Because why? Because then it was as if that I separated yesterday. V'kara le'ashem. And then you say that the fruits, you make a designation that the fruits in the basket are considered truma, if indeed what I'm saying. So now either way it works. Rabbi Yossi says that you cannot separate truma on these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even al tana, even on condition, because he holds that they are one kedusha. That's not based on safek, not based on doubt. But the chachamim established this is a 2 day yom tov. So it's not maybe today is yom tov, maybe tomorrow. No, both of them have a distinction of being both of being yom tov. So it's kedusha achas. V'chein haya Rav Yossi oser b'shnei yomim tovim shel galios, and he would also say that you can't do it. You can't tithe peros of tevel even on condition, even on the 2 days, even on the 2 days of galios, like 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkos, because there it's very clear that it's different than Rosh Hashanah, right? Because the custom, the reason why we treat 2 days Yom Tov is because we were distant from Basin and we really didn't know if, you know, the month of Tishrei was established on the 30th day, or the month of Nisan were established on the 30th day of El or Adar, as the case may be, or the 31st. So they really didn't know. So that's a real suffix. There's Rosh Hashanah, you could argue, it's not really based on a suffix, because even if the witnesses came, let's say, after 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, so you know definitively that Saturday, let's say witnesses came, that Saturday was good, but still we're saying, no, Saturday is Kodesh and Sunday is Kodesh. That clearly, so if you say that's Betoras Vadai, here it's Torah Safik, it's really a doubt, because you really don't know, and nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi views it as Kedusha Achas, as one Kedusha. So that's Rabbi Yossi's position. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of the Kedusha of 2 days of Yom Tov, and when we talk about that, animals that were hunted on Yom Tov, you can't eat them on Yom Tov, because before they were hunted, they weren't fit to be eaten, and they're fit to be eaten on, and you're preparing to eat them on Yom Tov. So there's an issue, so you can't, if you hunt them, they were hunted on Yom Tov, you can't eat them on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara wants to know, let's say an animal is hunted on the first day, can you eat him on the second day? So that may depend whether it's Kedusha Achos or Shtei Kedushos. So Ahu Bar Tavya Dasa Lebei Resh Kalusa. So there was a story with a deer that was brought in front of the Exilach, the Itzid, that was hunted by non-Jews, Biyom Tov Yishol Golios, on the first day of Golios. Ve'ish Techit, and he was slaughtered, Biyom Tov Sheni, on the second day. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista Achlu, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate from it, because they held that Shtei Kedushos, the 2 days of Yom Tov are only out of doubt, right? You keep 2 days of Yom Tov only out of doubt, so it's Shtei Kedusha. So either way, if the first day of Yom Tov was really Yom Tov, fine. So this second day is Chol. So you can check it. You can check during the weekday. And if the first day was Chol, and the second day is Yom Tov, so you're shechting today, but you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. And the first day, when it was hunted, when it was trapped, so that was Chol. Rav Sheish Loach, Rav Sheish Shas Dinani, because he held it's Kedusha Achas, like Rabbi Yossi.
Was shechted by a guy.
Was it shechted? Why was it? It was shechted by
a guy.
Rashi says.
Shechted by a guy.
Makes sense.
So the question, you can't eat from a guy's shechita on Yom Tov.
Right, but presumably, I hear what you're saying. But where do you say he was shechted by the guy?
Maybe he was only hunted by the guy.
Yeah, he was trapped by the guy the first day.
Trapped by the guy, but that's also right?
Obviously you're not allowed to trap. So that right. You're not allowed to trap an animal on Yom Tov. So the non-Jew trapped the animal on Yom Tov. So it was trapped.
The guy did the malacha.
So the question is, are you? So again, it's true they didn't. Rav Nachman of Chizit didn't shecht it, but it was shechted. But I don't know if it means that the goy was shechted it.
Maybe the trapping.
The trapping, right? So Rav Nachman, my Eved, Leila Rav Sheshes, what can I do to Rav Sheshes? He refused to eat this good deer meat. You know, he didn't have to refuse to eat because they're shtei kedusha. Someone like Rosh Hashanah says veheche yachal akad eat the tani isi because isi tada brisa v'amila isi tani, and some say that that he taught the following brisa v'chein haya Rabbi Yossi Yoser Rabbi Shneim Tom Shadalos, he taught this brisa of Rabbi Yossi not allowing this. So therefore, how can I do this? Isi taught this brisa. I'm following this brisa. How can I eat it? Rava says in my kusha, what's this proof that Rav Sheshi is bringing from Rav Yossi? Dilma Hali Kamar. Maybe what Rav Yossi wanted to say, and maybe he's really talking about Rosh Hashanah. And maybe when it says V'chedi Rav Yossi Ose Abishneim Tom Shavu Rosh Hashanah, and that which he says Bagola, and it's true he said Bagola. He's saying that even in Chutz La'aretz, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas. That just like in Eretz Yisrael, they're Kedusha Achas, so too in Chutz La'aretz, it's Kedusha Achas. So in other words, when he's saying Bishnei Yom Tom Shagolios, he's only referring to the on Rosh Hashanah. But really, even Rav Yossi would agree that if it's the other holidays, in other words, what he's saying is the following. Once the rabbis established that we're going to have 2 days B'Torah Zvada and Torah Certainty on Rosh Hashanah, so, and even though that was only for Eretz Yisrael, but that ruling applied to Rosh Hashanah everywhere. So maybe Rav Yossi is saying it's Kedusha Achas everywhere by Rosh Hashanah, but maybe he'll agree that when it comes to all the other holidays, 2 days Yom Tov, that one day, that they're both out of Suffolk, and therefore, if it was the animal was trapped on the first day by a non-Jew, so you can shaft it on the second day and eat it. So Gemara said, "Dihachi shel galios bagolami boilei." Yeah, but if you want to say Rav Yossi indicated Rosh Hashanah, then why do you say two yomim tovim shel galios? Did you say bagola? Because that would indicate then that would be 2 days Rosh Hashanah in the gola. Amar Avasi my question, what's the question? Dil malchama. This is what he meant. This is what he meant to say. V'chein haya. V'chein haya Rav Yossi ose iser shtei yomim tovim shel galios, and Rav Yossi was lenient regarding the 2 days of Yom Tov Shel Galios, Kishnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah LeRabban DeShari, like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah of the Rabbanon who permitted. Okay, so in other words, that's really what he meant to say, and therefore it's no proof that Rav Yossi held that 2 days of regular Yom Tov, not Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov, but two regular days of Yom Tov. It's not clear that he held this Kedusha Achas. He might agree that it's Shtei Kedushos. And that's how we pasken. We pasken that the 2 days of Yom Tov, regular Yom Tov, not Rosh Hashanah, are considered Shtei Kedushos. Ashrei Rav Sheshes, the Rav Bar Shmua. So there's a story where Rav Sheshes met Rav Bar Shmua. Ramar Lei, Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. If you learn a braisa regarding the Shtei Yom Tovim, is it one Kedusha or two Kedushos? Ramar Lei, Tanina, Motor of Yossi, B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. Yeah, I did learn something. Rav Yossi held that Rav Yossi admits that when it comes to 2 days of Yom Tov, not Rosh Hashanah, it's they are two kedushas. Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes says back to Rav Bar Shmuel, Imishkach Zalhu, Lo Teva Lahu V'Lo Midi. If you meet Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, don't tell them this brisa because it's going to embarrass me because I didn't eat the meat. I didn't eat the really good steak that was based from the animal that was trapped on the first day. And it was shocked on the second day because I thought Rav Yossi held that was forbidden. So please don't tell them because that will embarrass me. Okay. Anyway, on that, we will stop here. And again,